captain, but you can't seriously walk into the white.
Hey, Shant, what are you looking for? Off stump.
Change of bowler, batsman. New bowler's coming. Right arm over.
What are you trapping now, mate?
Damn, my cover's blown right arm over. And Brycey Beast Evans, who we've had on many podcasts already, the man who's our A-grade rap just expert, and we might even be able to actually get his opinion on a few of the ladders before we leave tonight. Beastie, right arm over, special edition podcast here. Good to see you at the bar here. What are you ordering?
A Corona and a 150, mate. You want one or what?
Do they make them for men?
They do, but I've gone the female version. Thank you.
I'd love a, no, I don't. I've got a beer already, actually. I haven't paid for it yet. Just included on Beasties. Ha, ha, ha,
Please don't.
How good was that? No, seriously. Three beers on. Are you seriously doing it? Please?
What? Do you want to buy your beer?
Yeah, why not? Didn't you just say? Do you want a beer?
I'll get you next one.
Debacle. All right, we're going to have to pause this podcast. All right, I just got buffaloed at the bar by Dan McFetish. Not a good start to the night here. Who we got out here? I'm just going to, like, sneakily look around the corner. We got Jay Boyd, Luke Rogers, Kurt Diamond, Frankfurter. We've got Timmy Hutchinson, Gary Ablett lookalike. Him and Boydie, unbelievable lookalikes. And then Jack Downard. So we'll see what kind of schmack they're talking. Because on a Thursday night, selection night, this is generally the best night. Might just slot in here next to the Frankfurter and see what he's up to. Right arm over, special edition, mate. How you going?
I'm good, how are you?
So, mate, A-grade at the moment.
What?
You're going to be coming back to the B-grade anytime soon?
I hope not.
What are you laughing at? I don't understand.
That's shocking.
I don't understand what's going on. What are you laughing at?
Is that actually film? Are you filming this?
Yeah, I am.
It's actually pointing up there,
but. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It actually was.
It wasn't.
It was up there.
It's pointing up there.
Well, it doesn't matter. This is the main recording here. I'm trying to get a bit of a impromptu special edition. I just absolutely talked a preview out of each person sitting out here, and then I just cheekily came out. So we've got Tim Hutchison, Lukey Dookie Rogers, Jack Downard, Jay Boyd, Loveridge, and Beastie, and they're all looking at me really awkwardly. It's really fucked up. I'm going to have to pause this shit. Yeah, so he's talking to Luke Rogers and Kurt Diamond here, and just talking about Liam Kerr's. What was it, 129? 130 in the end. So,
did he?
So, Lukey. You guys are talking too much. First 10 balls, where did he try and hit it?
I didn't even play in it.
You're fucking useless.
Yeah, it was all cow corner. Kerry, first 10 balls, just slogging. Couldn't hit it, but then told him to, you know, maybe try hit it over the bowler's head. So a few balls later, six over long off, and that was where it started from.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there's absolutely nothing else on. So what
do you mean? Those first 10 balls when he tried to hit him to cow, did he almost get bowled? Was there any chance of getting out? Was it a chanceless knock, or should he have just been out in those first 10 balls for shizzle?
It'll be all right, my fault.
Yeah, if he was... if it was a bit better, he might have got some bat on him and top-edged it or something, but he just completely missed him. Nah. It was a real skinny wicket, so for Astro it was like staying real low, and he was trying to pull balls that were going through like below his bail height, and then that's why I said you got to play straight, and after that he was fine. But yeah, good knock.
So skipper on the weekend, mate. A rare sort of position for you in the last few years. Not that people haven't wanted you to do it. It's just that you shun the spotlight when generally you make a lot of moves out there. Enjoy the experience on the weekend and maybe a bit of captaincy in the future. Beckons for Lukey Dookie.
I think it was a bit of a celebrity captain's. Yeah, it was my first captaining for Singwananawinians. So,
oh really?
Yeah. Get that done. Tick.
Nah.
But yeah, didn't mind it. It was all right. Had Curry and Bozy, you know, helping me out. Bozy got the book, the umpire's money, the kit bag, everything. I just rocked up and asked me to be captain as well. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, 50 junk runs, were any of them any good, or you don't rate any of them? Because I know you like to look at your stats later on. Were you getting a bit of a rajah looking at your increased average and aggregate?
Yeah, be honest.
Yeah. I wanted to give myself a good chance to get runs, so I thought I'll open with myself. But. Yeah, all on the ground. Not like me usually. Usually I go over the top, but just tried to hit it on the ground, and yeah, first one I hit in the air, I got caught.
How do you respond to claims from a certain bloke called Frankfurter in the squad that calls the B grade the bitch grade?
Who's Frankfurter? The bitch grade.
Yeah, that's what he's
saying. Mate, if A grade lose this week, he will be getting nervous about where he's playing in March. I'll tell you that.
How do you respond to claims that he's present on the boundary line at one game and refused to be part of the fine session?
I didn't know about this. Aren't you the fines master? But
Jeff took that off you. Jeff Bale.
Yeah, so like Cripps
and Fife aren't going to play. What have you got to say, Kurt?
False accusations.
Yeah.
I'm on board. The sources have said your dummy is still at Stan Twight. It's actually still on the boundary line.
I'm not even the fines master.
Because young Marley Carpenter got sent over with an empty can to say... Actually, I'm going to have to edit that bit out later.
I have my doubts.
Pretty much, he refused to be part of a bitch grade fine session, saying that...
I didn't even play, no.
But were you in the game?
No.
He reckons just because he wasn't in the game that he didn't need to be part of it, but he was there and he's part of the team, isn't he? Or is he? Maybe he's not going to be considered in coming weeks.
This is what I was saying just before. Like, I don't know. He might want to start chumming up with Pagey and C-grade.
Also, there's been some serious tracks getting dropped by DJ Witchway at the moment about the Frankfurter. I don't know if you've caught any of them, but, mate, they're seriously going viral.
I haven't, Lazy. Are these on the chat? The B grade chat?
Nah,
underground. Right, yeah, I'm not hearing them.
No, only people that give me love.
Because I had to do a song about the haters, because there's a lot of haters out there. So now only people that send me the love. Yeah. Yeah, nah. Yeah, no, well, he is, because he gets quite awkward, Lukey Dookie. I remember some kind of lyric, Lukey Dookie, he gets quite uncomfortable.
That was pretty funny.
That was hilarious. Where we did the group rap.
You're making me feel really uncomfortable right now.
Yeah. You're making me feel really uncomfortable. I was like, rah! If you were to name one pterodactyl at this club, so a pterodactyl is someone that, when they're on the squirt, they just go wild. It's rah! Who would be the terror of sick?
I recorded it. Train. I don't know. Like
dirty.
Yeah, I was going to say. Jeff is always the one you think is about to go, but then Birdie seems to just pip him at the end.
Yeah, like, he was asleep at 10 p.m. at his missus' birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty lame. I've just turned off. I don't know. I don't think we've had as many good sessions this year.
Nah. Jay Boyd plays A grade for Singleton Williams Cricket Club. What kind of bowler would you describe him as? Like, if you had to. Like, give me the, you know, like, right arm fast, right arm, left arm, what is he?
He's a right arm leg spinner, isn't he? throws it up.
It's funny that you say that, but a lot of the time he gets too scared to toss it up and just bowls poo little offies and relies on rocks on the pitch.
Yeah, I get that. It's tough work putting leg spin on the spot. I see him bowl it at training, but looks like it comes out all right.
Actually, Daryl Mueller's about to leave. We'll just quickly get him on the mic. Mueller, you're generally known as the cab sab of the sick. You know, you just keep getting better with age, you know. Like, just put you in the cellar until you're about 60.
Oldest active player in the club, but feel like the youngest.
Is this tickets already? You're talking yourself up?
No. Who's listening in?
What's the secret to your success, mate? Well, how are you still playing at what age?
54.
That's outstanding. How do you do it?
We go for a little jog every now and then and drink 6-pack a week. And there we go.
Let's talk about your jogs, little jogs. They're not little. They're pretty big. Because quite often I drive around Singleton and I see you a block away from the oval and you're just on your way back there for a gentle trot.
Well, you're also one of the big runners. No, you've got to run, you know. When you get older, the beer starts packing around the waist. You've got to go for a couple of Ks. No, I'd run 5 to 8 Ks. About 5.5 minutes a K. So.
Can you give us a back in my day rant? So something that's been pissing you off about cricket and you just got to start by saying, back in my day... We used to train for 2 hours without a drink.
No, listen, I've only been playing cricket for 4 or 5 years.
What?
Yeah, seriously, I started when I was just turned 50.
How many best and fairest have you won now?
I think two, three.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's the lowest grade, though.
Not the accounting.
Nah, it's the lowest
grade. But you're old, mate. You're pretty much playing with the Zimmer frame.
No. Oh, come on, let's go 5Ks. I'll challenge you.
Oh, 5K time trial.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, you've got me. How many minutes per K?
I could probably do 5, eh? 5 minutes a K.
Yeah, you've got me. Have a good night, mate, and good luck this weekend. Yeah,
don't forget Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Don't worry, man. How could I forget that? You've got me half a Raja already. See you, mate. So I finally tracked down Jay Boyd, and the man's just been sitting over on the other side of the table. Boydie, welcome.
Thanks, Lazy. How are we doing?
We're in a perfect position here, aren't we, really? Just to sit back and look at the smack talk on a selection night.
Plenty of smack talk tonight, which is nice on a nice Thursday afternoon / night. It's going pretty well and good night on the track for the boys and see how we go this weekend.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Good night on the track. A grade, pretty much just sudden death from now on, isn't it? Same with the C grade. So a bit of tension around in a way because... Really, lose this weekend for the A grade. I don't know. What's the situation? Are you guys thinking it's do or die from here?
It's absolutely do or die from here. I thought do or die last week, to be honest, and we struggled, which was disappointing.
Elaborate on last week if you want.
Yeah, well, I was the skipper last week, actually. Hutchie missed the game. And
no wonder you sound so rotten.
Yeah, I wasn't happy. I thought we had a pretty good team in. We won the toss. We had Kurt coming late, so I thought I chose to field first so he could bat. I thought we bowled pretty average in the first. Oh, I thought Shemmel bowled pretty well at the start.
Shemmel.
Yeah, but they got off to a bit of a flyer, none for 55. Matty Hill was very, very lucky.
Ooh, that's always
made 49, but very lucky 49.
Who did?
Matty Hill. And we pulled him back pretty well, I thought, but, you know...
Good shout out to Hilly. He's a listener of the podcast, loves the right arm over.
I like Matty Hill. He's a good man. So it was just disappointing. They made 180-odd, which I thought was definitely gettable. I thought the pitch was pretty good at Peelwood Parade, to be honest. But once again, same old story, Lazy, and our batting just doesn't stack up. We were cruising.
Look... Ever since we've started, six seasons now, we just can't seem to consistently hit over 200. Don't get me wrong, there has been periods where we've strung half a dozen games or so together where we have, but it's been few and far between those periods, hasn't it? What do you think it is? Is it just not hitting enough balls? Is it mental? Is it another factor?
Oh, I think we hit enough balls. I just think, I think maybe it's mental, to be honest. But I'm not sure. But I'm not a batsman. I bat at 9. So,
but not a batsman. And you've won a grand final off your own willow.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been disappointing. We just don't take our opportunities at the moment. But
hearing you
work
say
on.
You're not a batsman is half our problem, I reckon. If you're saying that.
Oh, well, talk to the captain. Get me up there.
bit of a dig to the skipper who's just sitting about 3 metres away, but
you can do it.
From here, we've got Bryce Evans over there, made a great knock the other week. Hutchie's been, you know, unbelievable as usual. Just been pretty consistent at the top there. Are there any other standout performers from the sick A grade that you've sort of, apart from yourself, of course, you know, you're going to be right up there for the medal as well, mate, at the end of the year. But does anyone else stand out for you that's someone that's really impressed you in the A's this year?
Good question. I think probably Bose will be up there again, like he always is, but he's looking old at the moment. So I think
he's bowling with a Zimmer frame at the
moment. Yeah, he's struggling big time. I thought Kurt looked really good on the weekend. I thought he's definitely.
Don't tell him that though.
I think we lock him in next year for a number three big year next year for Kurt.
You know, he'll be listening to this and he'll be up and about right now.
Oh, I like Kurt. He brings good energy and he's a good team man. For the medal.
Yeah, it's a pity he's just, you know, like a bit soft sometimes. You know?
Easy. But,
you know, but for the that'll medal, come, won't it? That'll come, won't it? In time.
It will, yeah. Mentally. It's all mental. Cricket's it's very much a mental game.
Rah! I'm just stirring sausage up, so I know he'll be wild right now. Anyway.
Yeah, the A-grade medal. I don't know. It should be a good count. I'm not sure.
Is there anyone else other than the people that I've named? Is there any other Smokies? I've said Bryce Evans. I've said Tim Hutchinson. I've said Jay Boyd.
Ian Bowes is always up there.
The Silver Fox hasn't had enough games.
Maybe Brad Ranford. He could be one. He's had
ginger.
A pretty good year.
The big ginge. Shellum, the big red.
Shellum will poll okay in a few games. He's, you know. But, yeah, I'm not sure. It'll be interesting. Count, that's for sure.
Lovridge has had a pretty good year. And let's talk about him because, at the moment, it's pretty frightening what he's producing out in the middle. I don't think I've seen that many batters basically just crap themselves and get out to his bowling recently. He looks pretty ominous. What are your thoughts on Lovridge and you think he's going to play a pivotal role in you blokes making it?
Well, he obviously he will because he's a quality bowler and one of the quickest bowlers in the comp. The only problem is I've sort of buggered us up here because I got him a job on shift work and he's missing two out of four. Not ideal, Tim, but, you know.
So it's your fault?
Yeah, I suppose it is. But, you know, I've looked after him and he's doing a good job. So at the end of the day, it is what it is, but hopefully he can get us a few wickets on the weekend and we can get a win because we are badly in need of a win, Tim.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of an understatement by the sounds of it. Look, just looking around this table here, you've got Lukey Dookie, Kurt Diaman, you've got Chris Lovridge, you've got Bryce Evans and Tim Hutchinson. Who's capable of producing the best cricket schmack talk on a Thursday night, you think?
Oh, I reckon. Geez. If Kurt was not a soft cock and actually drank a beer on a Thursday night, he'd be up there, but
Pepsi Max, like, seriously?
Probably, yeah, Pepsi
at least
Max,
get
no
some
sugar.
Real sugar in yourself. No sugar. You know? Like, kind of lines up with the size of his appendage, really. Is that why he gets called Cocktail Franklin?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Sorry, blowout when I'm at my playing weight. Yeah, interesting.
He's a bit, I don't know. He's very lippy and he's wearing Birkenstocks. So I'm not sure about that.
Very lippy.
With socks on. He's got a weird.
Oh my God.
He's got a weird foot fetish.
Socks and sandals.
Not good.
Look at it.
Not pretty.
But
yeah, anyway.
Right. Looking at this round 15 action for the A grade, Shotwood have got the bye. And Bestie will be in there having jelly shots nice and early. And with all the A grade boys, they'll be having a big day on Saturday with no cricket on. Mandra Warmbrough at Meadow Springs. That was last week.
Tim.
Yeah, okay, cool. What are we up to? 16. Damn. All right, here we go. Yeah, whatever, Lukey Dookie, mate. One game as captain, now you're freaking cocky. You were cooler when you weren't cocky. Yeah, whatever. Penny versus Shoalwater Bay.
Oh,
big game, that. Because Shoalwater, are they still a chance?
No, they're not. But Pinjarra should win that one at home.
Well, let's talk about them. Penny, they've got Matty France. They've got Jamie Lee. Who else are the big threats from them?
They've got a pretty good team. They got Zads, obviously.
Josh Smith from Rocky Mandra, the big
Josh Smith can whack
recruit.
Him.
He can whack them big, especially if Jay Boyd's bowling his powder puffs.
They've been coming in all right, don't you worry about that.
Liam Geary, now he's known to have a bit of an animal night at Bart Lake's joint.
Yeah. The block machine.
I actually heard Liam Geary's a bit of a fan of right arm over, particularly you, mate.
Of course he is.
He's got a bit of a shrine for Boydie in his room.
He's a good man, Liam Geary. I like him.
You've got Matty France. He's got a bit of experience. Yeah, he's got a bowler. Joey Slate. Do you reckon he would just get his blade out and just slate?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
But I think Pidgeot should win that.
Yeah, I agree. Warmbro. Now it's Warmbro, not Warmbro.
Warmbro, yep.
Adam Boge is actually correct. Anyone know? It's actually Warmbro.
Okay.
So Warmbro, this is Waruna.
I think that's pretty straightforward, that one. Waruna should win that.
Waruna's that hot and cold. They're a bit like I don't know what the...
Well, they gave us a touch-up, so they should take care of Warmbro, to be fair. But see how we go.
Tell you what, if Booger Wright's powder puffs are getting wickets, we're in a bit of strife,
yeah,
aren't
we? Taking plenty. He's taken plenty, the big fella. Alex Cowan been whacking him lately, so, yeah, we played them in the T20 the other night. Pretty good, but, yeah.
Yeah, he bowls pretty good leggies, too. Don't mind that guy.
What's that? Mandra got the bye. Mandra's got the bye, so be right there.
And, excuse me. Jeez. It's all this sea air, mate. Take over, J-Boy.
Singleton versus Hall's Head. So it should be a good game, actually. Stantwaite Reserve on Saturday afternoon. Big game.
Where is Ash Russell at?
He's gone home, but he's back this week, so he'll be back in for...
Is he?
He's back.
He's playing Agra?
Yeah, he's playing Agra this week, so it'll be good to get him back in there. Just a must-win game, basically, Leasy. So they touched us up last time we played them, so it's sort of our turn to... return serve at home.
Michael Chappell just seems to be a thorn in our side whenever we play them. Did he play last night? Chaps?
I can't remember, mate. That was a long time ago. Played well, yeah.
Yeah, so it's hilarious because yeah, he did play well, Michael actually. Chappell, yeah. Lovers over there, he's got his big beach muscles out, but then if you look down near his lower legs, fuck, I don't even know if I could see any. But you look, I'd be like sitting like that if I had those guns like that. Love you, lovers. Last game of the round. South Mandurah White Knights.
Well, I'm hoping White Knights win that one because we need them to win, basically. So hopefully the White Knights can get it done for us.
Now,
pretty simple.
There's a bit of a bitter rivalry going on between White Knights, Bower Divers and Singleton and Williams Cricket Club. Oh, so I've heard.
The last game we played
What's your take on it?
Yeah. Oh, we have had some pretty heated games in the past, but the last game we played was a pretty it was a good spirit game, basically, and they got the win over us, unfortunately, but it is what it is. So hopefully they can look after us this weekend and we'll be right.
We're just looking at the ladders here for the A grade at the moment. You've got Pity on top with 73 points, 0.70 net run rate percentage. Waruna 64, just 9 points behind on 0.99. White Knights, Bower Divers 64 on 0.48. So Waruna and White Knights locked in there at second and third. Geez, that's a real tight race, isn't it? Fourth with South Mandurah at 56. And, you know, when I looked at this ladder earlier on today, geez, I was devastated because when you see... the team that beat you on the weekend, just above you on the ladder. Geez, it hurts just that little bit more, doesn't it, Jay Boyd?
I was not happy, Lazy. I'm not happy at all, mate. But we've got another chance this weekend. Hopefully we can get it done.
Singleton Winians with 49 points on 0.41. So they're 7 points behind South Mandurah on 56 with a net run rate of 0.44. So I tell you what, with all those net run rates being really close, if some points go the way of some... it's going to be an absolute nail-biter, isn't it, going into the last round?
Yeah, basically, we got two games and a bye, so we just got to win. And we hope that... South Mandurah got Waruna one game too, so we're hoping that White Knights and Waruna can take care of South Mandurah, and then we might be a sneaky chance to make four. So we'll just have to see how we go, mate.
Shoalwater Bay, 42 points, 7 points behind Singleton Winion. So technically still a sneaky chance, but I think 14 points behind fourth, I think they're too far away. Mandurah, 36 at negative 0.91, and then Hall's Head, 31. And Warmbro, well, it's been a tough year, 3 points, 2.17 negative. That's pretty horrific, but I tell you what, fair play to them for sticking around A-grade. They could have put their hands up and said they wanted to go to B's.
Exactly, Lazy. But, you know, we'll see how we go. Anyway, the missus has texted me and I need to go and get some stuff for dinner. So I might have to handball you on to someone else if that's all right with you.
Nice work. Toss them up. Don't go to your powder puff office.
Mate, I've been tossing them up all year and feeling pretty confident, so we'll see how we go.
Seriously,
like him as a player. Hey, Shane, what are you looking for? Off stump.
Change of bowler, batsman. New bowler's coming. Right arm over.